welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
All those ones that are seen as leaders in the church. So was Nicodemus, and he came to Jesus. He was a man of knowledge. When I mean a man of knowledge, he knows the law. Amen. You know, for someone to be a teacher of the law, of scripture, it should be, first of all, he must have been able to gain knowledge. So he knows the law. So this man came to Jesus, and he came to him in the night, in verse 2. Nicodemus came to Jesus in the night. You know, I was asking myself, why should Nicodemus come in the night? Why must he be in the night? But time will not permit me to go into that. Nicodemus came to Jesus in the night, just as you also have come to Jesus. I want to believe that somehow, somewhere in your heart, your coming here is to meet with Jesus. As Nicodemus went to meet with Jesus in the night. Your coming here was not to meet any man. In fact, I would all want us to set it right. Amen. That our coming here was or is not because we were invited. Yes, good. Somebody, God used someone to invite us, or somehow you got the invitation somehow and you are here. But your coming here is not a meeting with man. It is not to answer the call of a man. That man that actually gave you that invitation, that brother or that sister that invited you, was sent by Jesus. Do you understand? Was sent by Jesus. So don't think that it just came like that. Amen. For it's going to be on record in your life as you are going to eventually see the master when it's time, that you were here at such a time as this. Amen. Don't so your coming here, starting from me, even me, is not because I am one of the organizers. It is not because I am a member of the workforce. It is not because I am a member of Reformation Platform. No. My coming here was because somehow, sometimes ago, in the heart of God, it has been penned down and orchestrated that, a plan that I will be here. Please, do you understand? Even though when you were coming, in your heart, it was like, if I did not go now, this brother would do this, or this sister invited me, would not allow me rest. Don't think that that was what brought you. Amen. Oh, this brother has been good to me, and so when he, as he's inviting me, I need to go. I have invited him for my programs, and he came too, so it's important that I also pay back. It is not that, something else could have, withstood you. But God planned it that you are here. Amen. Please, is that clear? Can I get a response? Is that clear? So God brought you here. So Nicodemus came to Jesus in the night. And when he got to Jesus, you know what Nicodemus said to Jesus? He said, in verse 2, he said this, as he came to Jesus in the night and said to him, Rabbi, Master, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Nicodemus came with an understanding, a level of understanding and a knowledge of Jesus. Amen. Just as you have come, how many of us know about Jesus here? Raise your hand properly. Whether you know about Jesus or you know Jesus, I know they are different. Raise your hand. Amen. Amen. I started with know about Jesus so that we can all, anyone that knows Jesus, you know about Jesus. Amen. But not all that knows about Jesus knows Jesus. Amen. So, we have an understanding. First of all, Nicodemus called him what? Master, teacher. So you know him as a master. Don't you know him? He is your master. Raise your hand. You know him as your master. You know him as your teacher. Don't you? Eh? You know him. And Nicodemus went forward. He said that we know. At that point he began to say, we know that you are a teacher from God. For no one can do these signs. You know, time will not permit me to begin to look at the word we and I. But let me just go straight. That you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. You know him as a miracle worker. If you know him as a miracle worker, wave your hands. You know him that there's nothing any man can do like Jesus. Hello, hello. You know that the things that Jesus do, eh? No one can do him. Do it. Is that true? You know that no one can go to the grave and come back by himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Except Jesus. We all know that. Everybody in the church knows that. Amen. So those are the things that are known about Jesus. We know him that he is a healer. We know him as the one that raised. We know him as the one that opened the eyes of the blind. So you know that your situation can be handled by him. Do you know that? You agree. So this has brought you to him. This has made you to come say, Lord, I know that there's nothing you cannot do. Amen. And you know that you have something that no man can do except Jesus. Nicodemus came with that and he began to praise him and began to say things that he knows about him. And this thing also could also be around things that we want from him. Amen. We know that you are a miracle worker, Lord. I have come so that you can a miracle in my life. We know that you are a life changer. You know that you are the one that can change situation. I am here to so that you can change my situation. Now, so somehow, I want to believe that there's nobody here without. I don't want to quickly use the word a request. Amen. But I first of all want to use that there's nobody here that do not need the hand of God in one situation or the other. Amen? Am I correct? Yes, we do. So if I say to you now that as you are seated here, very quickly ask that thing that you want the Lord to do for you now, you might have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lists to quickly say to him that are pressing in your heart. I know. Jesus knows. Amen. He knows. So also, I want to believe, if not all, there are numbers of us that has one request or the other in our heart. Numbers of us that have one or two requests in our heart. Probably you might have come here and say, Lord, as I am going for this meeting, as you are leaving your home this morning, say, Lord, as I am going for this meeting, I want you to do this, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. But this is the Lord's request to Nicodemus and your rest and your whatever you come with. Jesus said, answered and said to him, most assured, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, first thing there is the fact that Jesus did not pay attention to whatever Nicodemus came for. Or whatever Nicodemus was saying. Amen. Do you understand? I know it was important in the heart of Nicodemus. Someone like that, in Nicodemus as a teacher, he wouldn't want to really speak quietly, especially when carelessly, especially when he knew he was meeting a master. There, he may not want to speak carelessly. So I know that you have a genuine request. Genuine mattered person. But God, as he was saying, or as he has said to Nicodemus, that verily, verily, I say unto you, as if that matter that Nicodemus was bringing was not important. As if the matter Nicodemus raised with Jesus, or the things that he gave to him, was not important. There was a sharp response that was against, or that was not in line with what Nicodemus was still bringing. The charge of the Lord to you today is that there is a matter in his heart that is much more pressing than what you are bringing. Amen. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Hallelujah.
There is a matter in his heart that he want to, he has called you for. Amen. I know you have come for some things, but there is a matter that he himself has called you for, and he will need you to pay attention to it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, there is something that is paramount in the heart of God that he want to point you to, that somehow you might either be neglecting, or you probably have thought that it has been settled. Amen. That he wants to address. Verily, verily, I say unto you, most assuredly, most, very, very important. So, what I want to say, as the Lord is putting in my heart, is that your matters are important, but there is much more important matter in the heart of God. He will want you to first attend to his own matter. Amen. Nicodemus was a leader and all of that. I know that you have achieved some spiritual growth. Amen. I know that you have been able to attain some level of understanding in the scripture. I know that you are knowledgeable, just as Nicodemus, even possibly more than him. But the Lord is saying to you that there is a matter I want to discuss with you. What you have achieved in Christ, what you have achieved in church, the level you have been able to attain, well, they are good, but I have a pressing matter, very important, that I want to point to you this morning or in this meeting. Listen, verily, verily, I say unto you. I know you are a chorister in the church. I know they respect you in your fellowship. I know they call you names like father, mother, or mommy, or they call you deacon, elder, and so on. You might even probably be the most spiritual person in your fellowship or in your church. But God is saying, there is something I want to address this morning. I know that you have plans, visions and dreams. Vision that even God has given to you of who he wants you to become, and that is what you are about. But he's saying to you that verily, verily, I say unto you, this morning, starting from this morning, in this meeting, I have a matter that I want to address with you and in your life. I know you have dreams. I know you have vision. I know, you know, this vision could even be things that God wants you to be for him. He wants you to be an evangelist for him. He wants you to be a preacher for him. He wants you to be probably a politician for the Lord like Daniel. Beautiful. He wants to be a minstrel for him. Great. He wants to be a teacher of the word of God. Great, sir. He wants you to be an intercessor. Oh God. It is beautiful. You be a doctor. Those are the things that he has given to you. I don't have a problem with that. But there is a matter he wants you to achieve. He wants to address with him. Nicodemus, with all his understanding and all that he has been able to gain, God was saying to him, you know what that was saying? He's saying that except a man born again, he cannot. He's saying that it doesn't matter what you have achieved. And what you are trying to achieve, they are nothing. They are nothing. They are nothing. Except this matter is addressed. Except this matter of admittance into the kingdom is addressed. And I will go on, said Nicodemus in verse 4. Well, let me go back to verse 3. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said in verse 5, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water, the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. As I try to close at verse 3, pause of time, except a man be born again, it cannot enter. I know you are born again, so, but I want to stress the matter of matter. Enter. Entering into this kingdom, I need you to know that all the things that you are about or you are trying to chase or become for him cannot be outside them. Amen. In the kingdom lies your present glory. Hey, let me use that word. And your eternal glory. In it covers or entails all that you can ever become according to his will and his plan. How will you be struggling to become what you can only become in him, outside him, or outside the kingdom? Amen. How? How? The matter is that in the kingdom lies the glory. Now, I also want you to know that it doesn't matter the level of glory here on earth. It can also not be compared to the eternal glory. But all lies in this kingdom. Except a man. Except a man. Except you are in, you are nothing. Except you are in, you are doomed. Except you are in, you are gone. Except you are in, you cannot become anything. Whatever whatsoever you become is nothing. Except you are in, nothing is important. Amen. Except you are in. Except you are in. It is important that you are sure that you are sure of your admittance. It is important that you are sure that you are established in him, in his kingdom, so that your race will not be in vain. I want us to rise to our feet as we pray. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Now, in our lives, generally, there are things that are pressing. If you are out of this meeting, if you stop hearing this message, there are things that will quickly want to come up as a matter of urgency and importance to your heart. Amen. Am I correct? There are things that you are naturally about, as in that you are chasing now, that is your focus, that your goal now in this season. You have them. But God is saying to you this morning, put them all aside and attend to the matter that I want to address. Amen. Please, do you understand one? Do you understand that one? So, I don't know what it is that you are trying to achieve. It could be that you want something, you want to accomplish a project. There is a project. It could be an academical pursuit. Do you understand? It could be that, you want to, for example, if you are a singer, you want to wax an album. Hallelujah. It could be that you just want to do that thing, because that becomes one of the itemized projects to achieve this year. But God is saying there is a matter he wants to address. Put them all aside. Be assured of this. And when you are sure, then you see what out. I want us to pray. Lord God, please, Help me to focus on you. Now you know your heart. Help this my heart that it will not deceive me. Do not allow my heart to deceive me in this meeting. Lord, I am coming now to that understanding that yes, I am having a meeting. Just, I want you to settle with God. Now, God, this is a meeting with you. Now, I am putting the fact that Brother Labaja invited me. I am putting the fact that this person, you know, whatever brought me here, I am putting them all aside. Now, it's a meeting with you. Now, I am here. I am here for you. I want you to establish the fact that you are here for him. Amen. Establish it with him in your words and prayer to him. That I am here for you. I am here to hear what you have to say. Okay, I am putting the list aside. Yes, I'm putting it aside. I'm putting it aside. Now let me, Lord, I want to be quiet to listen to you. I am shutting every distraction away to listen to you. To you. To you, O God. To you, O God. My service here, I am putting them, O Lord, aside to listen to you. Lord. Lord, I'm here for you.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on 080-3348-0058, 080-8133-8536, 080-7455-8177, 081-409-9123-1, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life